This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, September 18th. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. During the summer months, the days were long, the nights short, and we here on From a Woman's Perspective encouraged you to meet life's challenges, to set goals, write to-do lists, and then make what you wished a reality. Now it's the 261st day of 2021. Spring and summer are past, and we have 104 days until the new year. It's September. Fall starts on the 22nd. In this ninth month of the year, we need to take our cue from Mother Nature. The green of summer is turning to autumnal colors. Leaves are hitting the ground. Winter and hibernation approach. So it's time to reap what we have sown. Time to make certain we're on the right path so that when spring returns, we'll welcome what we've planned and planted and smile at what we've accomplished. In gardens, some of our plants didn't flourish. Others grew so abundantly they overpowered some small, delicate flowers. Now, just as we can see what grew and how to shift our plants, so we as individuals can stop and think about our next spring and summer and assess what we envision for ourselves and assess what we envision for ourselves. Now is the perfect time to review where we are, set our direction, and establish where we want to go. We can now focus on our inner selves and understand our objectives and use our inner power to help us make choices so we can achieve our goals. The days are getting shorter, the nights longer. Once we chart our path, we can make the best use of our time. Before the shift to winter, we can prepare. The trees release their leaves to survive the cold winter. We too can determine what we've been carrying that no longer serves us. We can come to a new understanding of where we are. If what we planned did not blossom as we had expected, now can be a new beginning. We can release ideas that are not working as we wished. We can examine how we feel, and when things, even our relationships, no longer serve, we can move on. We can learn from the lessons of spring-summer and embrace the new fall season. Yes, we can chart our fresh course, knowing that once the fall ends, cold winter will follow, and then once again, the blossoms of spring will emerge. When we've prepared for it, we'll enter spring abundantly and better for having lived well, having used the fall winter to hibernate, to think, to do in our four walls, adapted to the cold reality that will be ours, and to survive. Now is the time to make your plans, to determine what makes you happy and list it, what makes you smile and fills your heart with gladness and list it. Add what you need to do to fulfill your dreams, and then you'll live this fall 2021 and appreciate what you have and know where you're going and derive satisfaction from doing what makes you happy. In so doing, you'll lessen the stress in your life. Don't fear the changes that inevitably will come. Instead, live wisely. Stay aware of the preciousness of time, and rather than worry time away, seek answers to solve your problems. Get what you need to live well, and then welcome the fall, the winter, and the time to grow, and prepare for next spring. None of us can control what happens, but we definitely can control our attitude and deal with our realities. We can make our home safe and secure. We can sort our money matters and legal matters. We can pursue our interests. We can bond with others and enjoy the moments of a colder, darker season. Now is harvest time. Reap what is worthwhile from your spring-summer 2021. Accept whatever didn't come to fruition and move on. You have the From a Woman's Perspectives team to coach you and guide you. All you need to do is acknowledge what you have to strive for and then go for it. Chart your course and then take daily steps towards your goals. Feel free to ask your questions of your team of experts on From a Woman's Perspective and accept their guidance, knowing they'll do their best. The From a Woman's Perspective's team contact information is available for you on my website, marylins.ca. Or if you prefer, you're always welcome to call me at 416-504-6777. Fall does bring change. Accept it. Be inspired by it and plan to move on and enjoy it. So let's get started so you can learn from the experts from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio. I am Marilyn Weston, and in a moment, after an important message, we'll learn how to invest for our retirement from Darren Farwell of the Farwell Group here on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today, online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marylins.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, as promised, Darren Farwell of the Farwell Group joins us so we can learn more about investing tax efficiently for retirement. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning, Marilyn.
So what do you have for us today?
Well, I'm going to tell Wendy's story. And Wendy's story really tells us about some tools we can use for fighting inflation. When Wendy retired at age 68, obviously, she stopped receiving a regular income. And Wendy did not have a defined benefit pension plan, which provides a regular monthly income. Well, of course, almost nobody does these days. So she had no automatic pension amount coming for her. And her monthly Canada pension plan and old age security payments are not nearly enough to meet her lifestyle expenses. So as a result, Wendy all of a sudden became much more dependent on her investments for her income. It was time for her RSPs, tax-free savings account, and investment accounts to get to work providing a regular, reliable, tax-efficient income for her. Of course, we did make that happen for her. That's what we do with the Farwell Group. It's part of our process. But the story goes on. Fast forward a few years, and unfortunately, Wendy's husband died rather suddenly and quite unexpectedly. Now, her husband, Dale, did have a monthly pay defined benefit pension plan. He worked his career at a Canadian chartered bank. However, based on the election he made at retirement, when he died, his monthly pension stopped. And of course, so did his Canada pension plan and old age security payments. So all of a sudden, Wendy had only 2 regular pension incomes, her Canada pension and her old age security, and they aren't close to enough. All of a sudden, Wendy's investments became carrying the burden of providing all of her income needs. Now, over the years in our work with widows, we know this happens a lot, and simply based on demographics and the fact that generally women outlive men, it's going to happen even more in the coming years. Here's the thing. Wendy was still young, 76 years old when this happened. Given her family history and normal life expectancy, Wendy could plan to live another 19 or 20 years. And last week, Leslie discussed how inflation insidiously erodes the value of cash and investments over time. If your investments are not growing at a rate higher than inflation and taxes, you're losing ground, and your long-term financial health, your legacy to your family and other causes that are important to you could be in jeopardy. With cash and high daily interest accounts and GICs paying between 0 and 1%, you can't keep up. This year, even bond funds are up less than 1%. So what to do? For a portion of Wendy's investments, we created a portfolio of Canadian bank stocks. Wendy is generally worried about investing in stocks, but she feels comfortable owning Canada's top chartered banks. The regular income from her portfolio is over 4% per year, more than four times what she'd earn in cash and GICs. Furthermore, the dividends the Canadian banks pay over time increase, so Wendy's income keeps going up, as does the value of her original investment. So quickly, here's what happened. In 2016, Wendy invested $386,000 in our portfolio of Canadian bank stocks. It provided her with a regular, reliable, tax-efficient income of $14,360 per year. Today, the income she receives from that same portfolio is over $22,000, up 57% since 2016. And her investment, Wendy's original capital, is worth $577,000, up almost 52%. Wendy is keeping well ahead of inflation and taxes. So what we recommend is starting to plan ahead today, not only for the rest of the year and next year, but for the years to come. Keep your lifestyle protected by keeping your investments working for you to stay ahead of inflation and taxes. And we can help be your guide if you need some help with that.
Fight inflation. It's all about the knowing and the strategy. And obviously, the Farwell Group has experience dealing with women and with widows and with couples. If someone wants to talk to you about fighting inflation and seeing if they're doing it right, how do we reach you?
Could call, please, at 416-863-7501.
416-863-7501. Darren and I often say you don't know what you don't know. You can find out how to fight inflation with one call. I'll repeat the number, 416-863-7501. Thank you, Darren. I look forward to learning from you again next time we speak.
Always a pleasure, Marilyn.
Next, learn six ways to restore your hormonal balance from Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic. Then we'll chat with hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto. And we'll enjoy a visit with our Cupid matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. And there's lots more to come. All of it from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
Why do they call them cookies anyway?
Seniors Tech Services. Computer classes for seniors in Toronto and the GTA.
I wonder what this button's for.
We'll teach you and everything else about your smartphone or iPad. SeniorsTechServices.ca. We also make house calls.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us to give us the six ways to restore hormonal imbalance. It's a continuation of our conversation from last week, where there were 10 signs of hormonal imbalance. So good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. Yeah, last week I spoke about some issues associated with hormonal imbalance, and I thought I'd this week talk about some ways to restore some of our balance. And hormonal imbalances are one of the key things that I focus on with patients. There's so many aspects in people's lives that are affected by our hormones. And it's really a complex chain. For example, a disruption, for example, in melatonin, one of our key hormones, can lead to less sleep, and not getting enough sleep can actually inhibit other hormones like testosterone, even in men and women. So the ways that we focus on, certainly that I focus on in my practice to restore balance, is really trying to help people maintain a healthy body weight. Now, sometimes that's easier said than done, but we really try to focus on whole natural foods, organic produce, high quality protein, healthy fats, and whole grains, and really try to focus on eliminating alcohol, caffeine, and processed foods. The second thing we focus on is really practicing stress reduction. When we really reduce our stress, we stabilize our hormones by minimizing that fight or flight response. So we use often focus on meditation and other stress reduction activities. Incorporating exercise is really important. Even simple walking can regulate our hormone levels, for example. One of the key things I focus on in my practice is really minimizing the exposure of hormone-disrupting chemicals. So it's really important to be aware that certain chemicals act like hormones in our body. They actually mimic certain hormones. So really understanding the products that you're bringing into your house, avoiding pesticides, household cleaners, cosmetics, those things that mimic our own hormones is really important to avoid in our day-to-day life. Sometimes I use natural supplements, for example, as a way to balance our hormones. And one of the key things I do with patients, especially with hormonal imbalance, is really do testing. And that can be done through blood or through urine samples, even hair samples, many different ways that we do naturopathic testing. So if people are interested in getting some more information or they feel they have hormonal imbalances, they can give me a call at 905-707-2001, or my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
So if you're not feeling great, it may be as a result of hormonal imbalance. And if you want to deal with it naturally, Dr. Betty is experienced in doing just that. All you have to do is give her a call at 905-707-2001. You'll have a complimentary consultation by phone or in person and get the answers to your questions. Dr. Betty always gets to the root of the problem and then deals with it naturally. Thank you, Dr. Betty. I look forward to speaking to you next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
If you found that the sunny days of summer passed too quickly, and now faced with the start of fall, you've left many things undone, don't be distraught. Your new fall to-do list can help you keep focused. It's never too late to get started, and it's a perfect time to look after yourself and your hearing. Fortunately, hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto is on our team, and he joins us now to update us on how we can hear our best. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. There's a saying that there's always the best time to plant a tree is 20 years ago. The second best time is today. Now, while this analogy has nothing to do with hearing aids, it can be used to consider the best times to take care of ourselves. There are several reasons why people develop hearing loss. Some are preventable and others are not. But when we notice that we are starting to have some difficulty hearing conversations, or when others start to notice this, taking the initiative to book at least a hearing test and a conversation about hearing is an easy, quick and painless way to start hearing better. Which brings me to my happy story for this week. We had a patient by the name of Steve. Now, Steve came in to us through a referral of a friend, and Steve had a set of hearing aids that he wasn't happy with. And so we basically did all the normal things. We did a hearing test, had a conversation about why things weren't working out for him. Then we had a look at his hearing aids, and sure enough, what we found was there was a lot of room to improve on them. And so we do what we do, clean them up, service them, readjusted them, put them back in his ears, and the look on his face was pure astonishment. He was hearing things that he hadn't heard in several years. When we went outside, we stood outside in all the traffic noise and whatnot outside of our Coxwell Avenue location. He was still hearing all the conversation that we were having with him. He was hearing all the traffic noise. He even heard the birds, and he was quite thrilled about that. So now today is a great time to book an appointment to have a hearing test and a conversation with one of our hearing specialists.
So if someone wants to reach you and book a hearing test or bring a pair of hearing aids they're not happy with to see if you can improve them, how do we reach you?
The best way to reach us is by phone at 416-754-4327.
416-754-4327. It's never too late to get started, and hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian is welcoming you to bring your hearing aids, to have them assessed, and have your hearing tested so you can hear your best. One phone call will get you started. 416-754-4327. Thanks, Edmund, for sharing Steve's story, and look forward to speaking to you next week.
My pleasure, Marilyn.
Now, as fall starts and winter approaches, you may wish you could share the cold coming days with someone new. Fortunately, you have a matchmaker extraordinaire, Linda Miller, here on From a Woman's Perspectives team. And she has a batting average of 75% of successful introductions for people over 70. So she definitely can help anyone ready to meet someone new, and she joins us now. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So I'm actually very excited this weekend because I'm actually out doing what I used to do, which is meeting clients face-to-face. After 18 months of interviewing people over the phone and over Zoom and over FaceTime, we're finally getting to meet our clients again, and it's really a nice change. During that time, of course, we were very, very busy having new people join, but it's this is the kind of matchmaking I like to do. I like to get to know my clients, have a personal relationship with them. When I'm interviewing them, I like to make sure that we have enough people that meet the criteria that they're looking for, and also that the people they're meeting are the kind of people that they're looking for. So it's it really helps being able to sit down with people and get to know them a little bit.
Yes, a people person you are and an introduction person you are. So I'm really happy that you're on the team, because a lot of people feel that once they stop dating and they come back into the world single in their 50s, 60s, 70s, that people aren't there for them. And your statistic, 75% success rate for people over 70, make me optimistic. If someone wants to talk to you about matchmaking and deal with you face on these days, how do we reach you?
So the best thing to do is give our office a call. We're available at 416-777-6302. We have a website, mistyriverintros.com, which has a toll-free number. There's also a chat feature on our website. So when you use the chat feature, you're actually talking to myself or one of my staff. It's not a computer program or anything like that. It's one of us. And maybe you're not quite ready to pick up the phone and you want to do it that way, or you can give the office a call. I'm happy to discuss the service with you, give you an idea if you're a good fit for our service. And certainly we have 10,000 people in Toronto, so there's a lot of people to choose from, as well as people all over the province.
So the cold winter is coming, and if you want to share it with someone new, it's time for a new beginning, a fresh start this fall. All you have to do is call our Cupid, Linda Miller, and her team at Misty River Introductions, and gain an understanding if this is for you. The phone number, 416-777-6302. Linda, thank you for that, and I look forward to having a happy story from all these meetings.
Likewise. That's great. Thank you so much.
Take care. Bye-bye. Now we'll get our weekly health tip from Dr. Vivian Brown, and then realtor Melanie Martin will join us with her deal of the week for property north of Toronto, followed by a visit with our feng shui coach, Catherine Wilking. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now award-winning family physician, women's health expert, and author of the bestseller, A New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly health tip. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. Thanks for having me on the show.
I always learn something new, so I'm happy to say hello. And what are we talking about?
Well, we've been focusing on women and COVID, and I wanted to do some quick question and answers about women and COVID vaccine. There's some interesting data, and it's not quite the same for men and women. So one of the questions I have is, why do women have more side effects from COVID vaccine than men? And it is true, women do seem to have more side effects. And it's very interesting. There's a doctor at Johns Hopkins named Dr. Sabra Klein, and she is studying the impact of immune responses. And what we know is that women produce more antibodies to various vaccines, hepatitis, influenza, measles, and mumps. But we also know that they may produce higher amounts of antibodies to COVID vaccine, and that may give them greater side effects. It's not that they're better protected, and it's not that it's more serious, but they may have more side effects from the vaccine. Another interesting issue for women is about fertility. If you're in a fertility workup, if you're having some testing done, like egg retrieval or insemination, the American Society for Reproductive Medicine says not to take the vaccine for 3 days before and 3 days after. It has nothing to do with the risk of the vaccine. It has to do with the question of risk of fever and chills, and you don't want to confuse the issue after a small surgical procedure. So we don't want you to be vaccinated, maybe have a low-grade fever, and confuse that with a possible infection from the surgery. So as a matter of protection, don't take the vaccine for 3 days before or 3 days after. You can schedule it differently. We're often asked if the vaccine affects women's menstrual cycle, and the answer is there's no clear biologic reason why this would be the case, but studies are ongoing looking at this and questioning whether there's any relation. At this point, we don't think there is. And the final question is that rare risk of blood clots that was seen with both the J&J vaccine and the AstraZeneca vaccine, is it more likely to happen in women than men? And the answer is women are getting vaccinated more frequently than men, so it may be that we see more blood clots in women because the numbers of women are higher, but it actually does not seem to be a preferential risk for women. Women who do get blood clots from birth control pills or hormone therapy are not more at risk for this rare disorder called vaccine-induced prothrombic immune thrombocytopenia, and that's because it has nothing to do with hormones. It really has to do with activated platelets. So women are not more at risk for blood clots than men.
So I believe what you've said is that we can get vaccinated and not worry about the side effects. We should be aware of where we are in our lives, and if it is with fertility, then take the advice. And if not, then get vaccinated, men and women. It's important to protect yourself.
You know, Marilyn, I mean, you've just summarized it really well. The vaccine is so important. When you look at who ends up in hospital and who ends up in the ICU, for the most part, it's people that have not been vaccinated.
Well, I'm vaccinated. I'm sure you're vaccinated. And I hope everyone listening, if they aren't, they get vaccinated. And I love your book. It's clear. It's solid information. And I like to be in charge of my health. So I hope everyone listening will take me up on the offer of ordering a book from me. I have special signed copies at my store, Maryland's. All you have to do is call me at 416-504-6777. And yes, if you want the book, because it is a Canadian bestseller, you can get it on Amazon and at your local bookstore. All you have to do is ask for it. Dr. Brown, thanks again, and we'll talk next week.
Thank you, Marilyn. Have a good week.
You too.
As the last of your tension drips away and Pierre has magically pressed out the last knot right before you checked, double-checked, and rechecked just how beautiful your hair, makeup, and nails look, a splendid sigh will surface. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Spa. For a complete list of services, call 416-925-6306. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Center on Yonge, just south of St. Clair.
If you were wishing you could find a cottage or home north of Toronto this summer and didn't get around to actually making a call and pursuing it, it's not too late to explore the possibilities this fall and prepare for next summer. Realtor Melanie Martin has her fingers on the pulse of the market north of Toronto and can help you escape to the country if that's what you wish. And she joins us now with her deal of the week. Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning, Marilyn. Yes, actually, I had such a good deal of the week that I managed to sell it myself. And that's just going to be my happy story today, because I had a nice couple with two young children. And over the course of the last 2 years, we've been trying to find them properties. But because of the multi-bid situation, multi-offers, etc., they just couldn't seem to zero in on a property at the price line they wanted. Now, we're talking under $500,000, Marilyn, so there is not a lot of properties out there. And when they are out there, they're gone. There's 10, 20 bids, et cetera. So my happy story is when I'm dealing with customers, I not only have to bring to the table, let's say, an offer that is conditional on finance or something, I have to now talk to that listing agent and tell them why my people and their offer is the best one to take. And that's actually what happened in this circumstance. We were the only ones that were actually not a firm offer. We had a conditional on finance, but I was managing to get that idea across to the listing agent that we were solid on finance, but nowadays the banks have to approve the property and we have to get an appraisal. That might take a few days to get that organized. So in this circumstance, we not only got the deal, we got it less than asking price. Now that's unheard of when you're in a multi-bid situation. So that's what I wanted to explain. If people work with you and they spend a bit of time, they tell me what they want, eventually we'll find it for them.
So basically, an agent on your side is not a bad thing because you share the story, you find the right deal, but you also make it happen. So this young couple and yourself convince the owner that they would be good clients and take care of their home. And obviously, the people selling it cared who bought that home and what was going to happen to it next.
Yes, it makes a big difference. And it's personalities as well. I have to make sure that when I'm talking to that listing agent, they believe in what I'm saying.
So if someone wants to talk to you about finding property north of Toronto, the fall's a great time to look at those change of color leaves, but a great time to look at property too. How do we reach you?
Yes, please call me at 1-800-357-4193.
If you want the right agent on your side, Melanie Martin is the name to remember. And the number is 1-800-357-4193. There are properties to be had and deals to be had north of Toronto. But the deal is better when you're dealing with the right real estate agent. Thank you, Melanie, for sharing that story and enlightening us on the process of buying a property north of Toronto.
Yes, anytime, Marilyn. I'll be ready next week with the real deal of the week again.
Try not to sell it too quickly so we can actually offer it to our listeners.
Well, definitely it'll be available.
Thank you. Now our feng shui coach, Catherine Wilking, joins us so we can learn how to add light to our lives and find a path to stress-free lives as well. Good morning, Catherine.
Hi, Marilyn. Good to hear from you. We've been talking about taking charge and finding ways to raise the bar, feel good, and move forwards in life over the past few weeks. And as a feng shui coach, I encourage people to tidy 10 minutes a day. But this week, I'm going to have you look at your walls. I encourage people to surround themselves with the things they love, and that means we have to evaluate the items right in front of us. So here's two different scenarios for you to look at that could be helpful to update and perhaps support you better. So the first one, are there pictures of your children or grandchildren when they were very small? So instead of being wistful of the past, perhaps replace them with current pictures with their current partners or friends and allow these kids to grow up. We need to recognize them as responsible adults that they are, which will also help to strengthen your relationships. Another block I see in a home is with inherited items. Oh my, and what do we do with all this stuff? You need to ask yourself, have a good look at these pictures and ask, do these items still bring me joy and happiness? And you can decide if it's time to stay or go. But perhaps it's time to share some of these items and move them along to another family member to enjoy, to remember, and leave you some space to regroup and find something else to hang there. So you see how important it is for you to select your pictures and decor, as this also affects function and flow and good mental health.
So basically you're saying that things we surround ourselves with inspire us or put negative thoughts in our mind or send us back to the past, and we can control that. And
absolutely.
And basically you're suggesting we update our photos and we pass things on that we don't want to keep.
Exactly.
I'm explaining it back to you because I need that lesson. I'm surrounded by things that are from the past, and I do really need to take your advice. 10 minutes of tidying a day. I promise to do that this week and get back to you next week.
I'm so delighted. Can I tell you about my classes coming up next week?
I was just going to ask you about it because obviously not everyone knows what feng shui can do for them. And you're a coach and you're willing to share your expertise. So how can we learn more?
Well, I can get out to see you for home visits now, which is very exciting. And I also teach about function and flow and much more through virtual consultations and weekly classes. So the new self-study classes are starting next week. It's called Love Your Home Again. You're not too late. The self-study part is ongoing anytime, but you can cash in with at that time. If you start with everybody else, you can get the bonus of getting the Zoom calls and the follow-up. I'll take you through the whole house over 8 weeks so you can enhance the areas that you need to and learn to love your home again. So more information on my website, katherinewilking.com, or you can call me and ask any questions. I'm at 905-599-2693.
Love your home again. 8 weeks to learn about feng shui from our coach, Katherine Wilking. The contact information is on my website, marylins.ca, but you can call 905-599-2693, ask your questions, and get started. A wonderful way to spend 8 weeks in the fall winter. Thank you for offering that course, Katherine, and I look forward to learning more from you next week.
Awesome. Have a great week, Marilyn, and all the listeners. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Katherine. After a couple of messages from your team, I'll return as Marilyn West and your wardrobe doctor. And then we'll get our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach, and speak with senior move manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile and accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of the Total Access Center. So as you see, there's lots more to come, all from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
You love your neighborhood, you love your home. If it's getting to be too much to handle, share it. Golden Girls Canada is a resource for shared living for single, mature adults. Start living life like it's golden. Go to goldengirlscanada.ca.
Vaginal changes due to menopause are normal, but painful intercourse, bladder infection, soreness, and dryness don't have to be, thanks to a gentle laser therapy offered by FemRenew that can save millions of women from suffering silently. Visit FemRenew.ca to discover a non-hormonal treatment that's safe and cutting-edge without any cutting at all. A vaginal procedure so advanced, you'll be in and out in 5 minutes. Explore FemRenew.ca and experience the new normal.
Now I'm Marilyn West and your wardrobe doctor. The air is crisp, though the sun does shine. Most of us feel the change. Fall is in the air. Time to bring a sweater or jacket for the cooler moments, just in case. Suzanne is a listener and she called me. She has a comfortable summer wardrobe, but as the weather gets colder, she wonders what to keep in her closet, what to put away, and what to give away. She asked, do I wear my whites? Do I pack away my tank tops and shells? When shall I pull out my coats and boots? My answers may guide some of you, so I'll repeat them. First, it's not officially winter until December 22nd, so think transition and fall. We can expect warm and cool times, so it's a good time to be prepared. Layering is the perfect concept for comfort. Your tank tops and shells can now be underpinnings for a sweater or light jacket. You can still opt for your sandals on warmer days, and your track shoes and regular shoes can serve you until the snow flies. It's a perfect time for long sleeve tops. To create a new look, you can experiment and use your tank tops as vests over your long sleeve tees. We each have our own internal thermostat, so always dress for your personal comfort. It's an ideal time to add scarves and shawls as layers. White shirts and tops are keepers. White sandals and summer shoes can say bye-bye until next spring, summer. Athletic pants and comfort wear can be useful, as can denim, four seasons of the year. Tops in your favorite colors can slip under your fall jackets and cheer you. This is not time for a major shift in your closet. You can, however, feel free to release whatever you don't enjoy wearing or what doesn't fit you and make space for your darker, heavier items as the weather changes.
Remember, my closet organizing instructions are on my website, marylins.ca. That's marylins.ca. And whenever you want my assistance, I'm happy to be your personal stylist. I work now by appointment only. All you need to do is call me at 416-504-6777 and set a date and time for us to meet at my store, 200 Spadina Avenue, second floor. And don't worry, we're fully accessible. We even have an elevator. For those of you who wish to use what you have in your closet as a foundation, you're welcome to bring items to work with. And then we'll pull together your best look and make a wardrobe from the clothing items that you have and the things that I have in my store as well. Clothes that feel comfortable, look great, and take you where you want to go are your objective. We each can have a wardrobe that works for us. It does take some work, but 8 pieces of clothing can give you 24 changes. The styles and colors will vary for each woman, but every woman can look her best when she builds her wardrobe strategically. And I, Marilyn Weston, your wardrobe doctor, am great at doing just that. So please feel free to call on me, and I'll gladly be your wardrobe doctor. The number, 416-504-6777. I look forward to your call. And before you go, know that today we're having a healthy bra clinic, and we have a couple of appointments left this afternoon. So call 416-504-6777, and I'll gladly book that appointment with you. In a moment, I'll return as Marilyn Weston, your host, and we'll chat with Christine, the health coach.
Being at home for this long has taught us you can never have too much comfort wear for every season and time of day. Marilyn has made being comfortable and stylish easier for all women with the launch of Marilyn's online store. Now you can shop from home at marylins.ca or arrange a shopping appointment with the wardrobe doctor as your personal stylist. The choice is yours. Shop online at marylins.ca or call 416-504-6777 and ask for Marilyn. Be comfortable in your own skin and in clothes from Marilyn's.
I'm Catherine Wilking of Feng Shui Designs. A messy space can cultivate stress, yet furniture and pictures placed just so can provide easy function and flow. My gift to you today, 10 ways to raise the chi energy in any space. It's available on my website, catherinewilking.com. Feng Shui, it's practical and it works.
Now our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. Strength training topic again today. Strength training is an important part of an overall fitness program. Here is what strength training can do for all of us. It reduces body fat, increases lean muscle mass, and burns calories more efficiently. It is also a key compound of overall health and fitness for everyone. Use it or lose it. Lean body mass naturally diminishes with age. Your body fat percentage will increase over time if you don't do anything to replace the lean muscle you lose over time. Strength training can help you preserve and enhance your muscle mass at any age. Strength training also develops strong bones. By stressing your bones, strength training can increase bone density and reduce the risk of osteoporosis. It can also help you manage or lose weight, and it can increase your metabolism to help you burn more calories. As you incorporate strength training exercises into your fitness routine, you will notice improvement in your strength over time. As you increase your muscle mass, you'll likely be able to lift weight more easily and for longer periods. So for more information on how to get started on a proper and safe exercise program, call me at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, christinethehealthcoach.com.
I fitness train and do the strength training, and I have no regrets. I really see a change, Christine, so thank you for that. Anyone interested in speaking to Christine and finding out how strength training can work, just give her a call at 416-809-4084. Thanks again, Christine.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Moving seniors with a smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, for those of you who stress over a move in your future, know a seamless transition is possible with the help of an experienced senior move manager with a loyal, competent team. And fortunately, we have one as a valued member of a From a Woman's Perspectives team. Her name, Lori Bell. Her company, Moving Seniors with a Smile. And she joins us now. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Marilyn. Well, my happy story this week is about a couple who I met with 4 years ago when they were assisting her 89-year-old Uncle Don when his health was declining, and we helped with his transition to a retirement residence. Don's health improved with his move, and he's still going strong. And now his niece, Kathleen, and her husband, John, reached out for me to assist them. Remembering the weight on everyone when Don needed to make a move pretty quickly, they want to be proactive and have us assist them with decluttering and downsizing their four-bedroom home that they've been in since the mid-70s. Kathleen and John are not planning on making a move anytime soon, but they want to be prepared if something changes in their lives. This is really wise on their part, and when they met me 4 years ago, they thought they'd be able to tackle their own accumulated stuff, but indeed the months and indeed the years go by. I always tell my clients that it's so much more fun to do other things and not to feel guilty when decluttering takes a back seat. They're definitely not alone in this, and it can be especially tough when one half of a couple's a bit of a collector and the other one's not. Working with an experienced professional who doesn't take sides will lighten their physical load as well as diffusing what could otherwise become emotional differences of opinion. Our dream team gets the job done, and we do it without hurt feelings or lingering resentments that can happen in the most loving of relationships and families. Sure, I have a background in mental health, dispute resolution, and crisis intervention, but most often it's my experience, objectivity, and compassion that sees everyone through. Before I go today, Marilyn, I'd like to ask everyone listening to please vote for Moving Seniors with a Smile in the Toronto Star Readers' Choice Awards this year. One of our kind listeners let me know I was not on their original voting list under professional services and then services for seniors due to a star portal error. It's been corrected. We're down to the last 24 hours now for voting, and we need your votes. I put the direct link for voting on our Facebook page, so I'm asking for your support and thanking everyone who's liked us on Facebook, voted for us, and have used or referred our services. You are truly appreciated, and by everyone on our team, and especially me.
Well, my team is stellar, and you're not the only one who's nominated for the Toronto Star Readers' Choice Award. I will make a point of voting for you, and I'll ask listeners to do the same, just as you have, because you deserve it. You are a referee between people so that they can stay together and downsize and declutter without having a divorce, actually.
So, yeah, and it's keep them smiling is my attitude.
Well,
yeah.
Kathleen and John probably will stay married thanks to you in be interceding on either's behalf. If someone wants to talk to you about downsizing, planning a move, and not bite their fingernails anxious about it, how do we reach you?
You can call me at 416-697-8106.
416-697-8106. Lori Bell, Senior Move Manager. She can be your referee when you need her, and she can be your mover most certainly when you're ready to go. All the best, Lori, and good luck with the Toronto Star Readers' Choice Award.
Thanks so much, Marilyn, and have a great week.
Now, before winter and the hazards of snow and ice come our way, accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of the Total Access Center joins us so he can help us prepare in the fall for the coming season and more. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. And I know we hate to think about snow and ice in the wintertime, but unfortunately, it is coming. And at Total Access Center, we want to get you prepared for this, and we want to be proactive before it gets too cold to do what we have to do to make it safe to get in and out of your house. So on the outside, if your exterior, if you're home, having trouble right now getting inside and out, and you don't have a railing in place, or you have a railing but it's very shaky or loose, or maybe you have steps that are uneven and shaking and moving, now is the time to address it. I highly recommend installing a railing or getting your current one fixed, because once it gets too cold, it sometimes gets tricky if we do need to pour some concrete to reinforce posts and other things. So now's the time to do that. Make sure you have that railing in place. Also, if you have an entrance going into your garage, I highly recommend we start thinking about how we can get in and out of the house safely using that garage door, because then you don't have to worry about the ice and snow in the wintertime. You have a clear pathway. If you have uneven steps or steps getting in your house that are too high, we can rebuild them out of wood, or we can get precasted steps that are easier, shorter steps for you to get in and out of the house. So I think that's a good tip for anybody that's having trouble right now getting in and out of the house, and to plan for the wintertime ahead of time.
So basically, you want us to be proactive, and the snow and ice will be slippery, and I'm happy that you're encouraging us to look after things now in the fall. Now, your total home safety check probably will come in handy for most people, so maybe you could explain that.
Oh, for sure. Because it goes way more than just the entrance of your home. You may be having trouble throughout your entire house. You know, you hear me every week talk about bathroom safety and what we can do in that bathroom to make it safer for you, getting in and out of your bathtub, getting off the toilet, and there's so many different things. Also on the total home safety check, you may have problems with your kitchen cabinets right now. So we actually have mechanisms that can lower down your cutlery. We can lower down anything on the upper item, on the upper shelves, we can bring to a lower position to make it easier for you in the future. So throughout this total home safety check, there are many things we can check to make it your life simple.
So you're identifying hazards, you're walking into the kitchen, the bathroom, the entry, and you're giving a written report, as I understand.
That's correct. So I will give you that full written report. And that comes with quotes and pictures so you know how much these things are going to cost, because nobody hates it more to have someone come to their home and tell you all these wonderful things they can do, and then you don't know how much it costs. So you kind of have this roadmap for the future. It comes in a little document, and you'll know the price, you'll know what it looks like, and you'll know how to implement it when the time comes, because there's no pressure to do this right away. You can do it whenever you are ready. It's just knowing that it's in place for you when you need it.
And how much will this cost us?
So it actually is $89.95 for the assessment, and that comes with everything I said. I'd like to give that away, actually, Marilyn, for the first two callers for free, so they don't have to pay $89.95.
So basically, a total home safety check, identify the hazards, get a written report, get the costs down, and then do it when you're ready. How do we reach you, Daniel?
Call me directly on my phone at 647-206-6409.
Total Access Center, Daniel Wiskin. Be proactive about your health and your safety in your home. All you have to do is make one call, 647-206-6409. Thank you, Daniel. Look forward to a happy story next week.
For sure. Thank you.
Time once again to say goodbye and thank you. Thank you to all the healthcare workers and essential service providers. And thank you to Kelly, Carlos, Duncan, and the production team. And thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts. And a very special thank you to you for making the time to spend with us this hour. So as the start of fall approaches, know it can be a pivotal moment in your life. You have 104 days before this year ends. That's 149,760 minutes. It gives you plenty of time to assess where you are now and determine your path going forward. Mother Nature sets a great example for us. We now say goodbye to the carefree days of summer, and we can reap our harvests. We can enjoy the fall colors and prepare for the cold winter days. We can list the things that will warm our hearts and bring us joy and set ourselves on a path to do them. Once you know what you want, you can focus your energy in that direction and be happy in the doing. When you take time to reflect and seek good advice, you'll make your decisions based on solid information. You'll find your path. You'll take steps to get where you want and what you want. Don't give up. Just work to achieve your objectives. And if you happen to misstep, learn your lesson and move on, knowing that you're doing your best to live well and experience joy as you live. Each season unfolds and demands we accept the change it brings. All that is required of us is that we prepare so that we can live each of our days and not waste them stressing about things that may not happen. You can embrace life. You'll have the time to take time out to reassess, to plan, and then move on confidently. Together, we will do what we need to find our best paths to experience what brings us joy and to take us to our next season. What you plant now will germinate, and in the spring, you'll have the satisfaction of knowing what you did this fall winter fostered the you who will emerge in the spring. The From a Woman's Perspective team is your team and will gladly help you explore possibilities and determine your best steps forward. Feel free to reach out to us. Our contact information is on my website, marylins.ca. That's marylins.ca. Or, as always, you're very welcome to call me at 416-504-6777. The hour is almost over, and it's time for my final goodbye. Stay safe, be well, until we speak again from a woman's perspective next Saturday morning at 8, right here on Zoomer Radio. Bye for now. Take care.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.